Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. So today, I got a quick little message for you guys, and it is about spiritual growth. And honestly, I tried to put this podcast out a minute ago, but we're in a completely new space and time and season, so I felt like I should just redo it. So we're going to be revisiting this topic of spiritual growth because I think it is important for any lover, believer, or child of God. And this actually comes from the passage of Mark 4, 26, 29, and it literally gives the parable about spiritual growth. And so it says, "And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise day and night, and the seed should spring up and grow up. He knoweth not how, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, and then the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth it in the sickle, because the harvest has come." And that's Mark 4:26-29. So this is literally talking about the different stages of spiritual growth that we go through as believers. And it first starts off as the seed stage. And this is where you plant a seed. In many of my podcasts, I talk about the mind and the heart being these places of gardens. And you can plant seeds in both. But the one thing about it, if you plant your seeds in your heart, they're going to grow up and they're going to be more stable because it's more of a stable foundation versus the mind. Anything in the mind can be linked to a carnal understanding, and that doesn't last. And so when push comes to shove or testing and trials come, whatever is in your mind is feeble, and it can sometimes be taken out by the troubles and cares of this life. But what's in your heart tends to remain, if that makes sense. And so you can plant your seeds of life in a couple different spaces. My favorite space is the heart. And by the heart, you kind of think about it as like the subconscious mind. So you have your conscious, your unconscious versus your subconscious. And I link the subconscious with the heart because it's that realm that you may not really understand, but it's like the back of the mind. And that's like the heart space, because you never really know what's in your heart until you see it, you know, in your reality. So you have the seed stage, which is the first stage, and this is literally that planting of life, the planting of truth, planting of the word of God, planting of whatever, honestly. But in this meaning, we're thinking of it more of spiritual truths, light, love, confidence. These are all seeds that have to be planted within your garden. That way they can grow up to full grown trees, very strong trees, and harbor or bear good fruit. And so you start with this seed, and just like in the natural world, when we plant a seed, you know, it goes down into the earth and it takes root, but you don't really see it. You don't really see it day and night. You may not see anything for days at a time. You may not even see anything or any growth for months. Funny example, or not really a funny example, but I have this plant that I bought during the winter, and it was alive and it was thriving. And then a couple months went by, I went on a trip, and I came back and my plant had died. And I was so sad because I was like, dang, I wonder if I did something wrong. And so I prayed and prayed, and I spoke a little life over my plant, and you know, I had to replant my seeds and everything. And then eventually, you know, literally recently, within the past 2 months, I finally start to see some growth. It took a whole like 4 to 5 months for me to see anything manifest or spring forth. And so I just kept the faith, and then eventually that seed grew up into life. And now it has a full flower on it. I'm so excited because I'm like, to God be all the glory. I almost gave up. I was almost ready to toss it out, but I kept my faith, and you know, day and night, it rose, rise, day and night came and went. And then all of a sudden, you know, it brought forth a flower, and it's beautiful. It's a lily. But back to the parable of the seeds, or not parable, but the meaning of the seeds. You know, you never know how it's going to manifest or grow, but based on the circumstances, the sun, the moon, the weather, they're going to be kind of nutrients, things that helps to make the seed grow. And this goes for your trials and testings, your tribulations, whatever you go through in your waking state in your life, whatever you're going through, all those things are designed to help you grow those plants, those seeds, that life within you, that seed of life within you. So then you get to the blade stage, and this is when the blade or the leaf begins to flourish above the ground, you know. So it's that plant, it's growing up now, you can finally see some type of growth. And this would be that stage where you're like, oh, like maybe you're working working on changing your mind or changing, you know, the things within you. You're doing that inner work, right? And this is when, you know, maybe an old thought comes from the past, but that new thought within you, that new life, that Christ within you that has a new thought, and it combats that old thought, right? And so maybe you had a thought of lack and you go, wait, no, I don't receive that thought of lack. I am prosperity. You know, you say things like that and it combats that old thought. So this is that growth above the ground. You can now visibly see, you know, you growing or you progressing in God. So then from this stage, you get to the ear stage. And this is once the blood has grown significantly. And so this is that stage where maybe you're a person who deals with, maybe you dealt with like unforgiveness, but now in this state, you are able to forgive freely. It doesn't bother you to forgive. And you know, sometimes it's hard for you to forgive based on the situation or circumstance. But for the most part, it's very easy for you to forgive now. You don't hold on to things as you once used to. You know, that old man or that old heart within you is starting to kind of get weaker. And so those, dare I say, programs are weakening. And those new programs are coming into fruition. And I think this is a beautiful stage because you can actually vividly walk in your calling or your purpose or whatever without fear of your past or those past things coming in to kind of snip away at your life that you're trying to grow within you. And at this stage, you know, you've put in enough time, effort to really change. And by change, I mean, you know, life is full of changes. Oh, yo, go peek my podcast that I put out called Moving Through Spiritual Changes and Natural Changes. That one is just, it's fire. But in that podcast, I talk about all the different changes and how they're actually beneficial for us and how, you know, life is forever changing. And the best thing that we can do is adapt. But anyways, back to this stage of growth, spiritual growth. This is that stage where you've seen the growth and you see it within yourself. You're proud of yourself, but you know you have a little bit, you know, a longer journey ahead of you. But this is that space that you can be proud, you know, give yourself a pat on the back because you are doing that inner work and it's actually manifesting in a positive way. So now from this stage, you get to the full ear stage. And this is my favorite stage. So this is like the last stage of spiritual growth. And this is when, you know, the flower has basically manifested to how it's going to be. It's going through all types of stages and different seasons. You got to know that these are all different seasons that take place. It's not like the plant grows up, you plant the seed, and then it just grows up in one day or 2 days or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Sometimes this can take months. Sometimes this can take years. It just depends on you and how much you water that life within you, water those seeds, or how much God brings circumstances and situations to water those seeds or those plants or whatever is going on. You know, that's between you and the Most High. But for me, I know that it took a very long time for me to get to the place that I'm at. And it took me going through, dark night of the soul journey, which sometimes I still feel like I go through it every once in a while because there's, I'm a psychologist. And so I learn a lot about just the mind, and the mind is a funky place, especially the subconscious. And so sometimes I'll think I've dealt with something properly, and then I'll see something and it'll trigger me. And then I'll go, I wonder why this is coming up. I always usually take it as, to God be all the glory. Thank you for bringing this up. Now I can pray about it. I've become aware of it so I can do something about it. And that's another part of spiritual growth. In order to change or to grow, you have to become aware of the problems, the issues, and the things that are keeping you from growing, the things that are holding you back, or the things that you want to change. If you don't know you need change or in any area, then you won't change. You won't grow. You'll stay at that space that you're in or have been in. And so it takes for something to emerge. Maybe something makes you angry, but you want to be a nice person. You don't want to be an angry person. You want to be a happy person all the time, or whatever the case may be. And it takes for something to anger you just so you can go, I don't want to be angry. I don't want this situation to tick me off or make me this way anymore. What can I do in order to change how I react to certain situations? And now you have become aware of the problem. And so then you can start doing or planting the right seeds and watering those seeds. Obviously, you're not just going to be able to be or not triggered by things the next day or the next 2 months. It could take a long time, but that is based on you and how much you are attentive to this problem or this issue or this circumstance. So that is the full ear stage. And this is, again, my favorite stage, because this is where you can visibly see the glory of the Lord radiating off of you. It's radiating off of you. You are no longer in this old state or this old man way of thinking, this old house. You are in a new house. You can visibly see it within yourself, and others can see that as well within you. Now, I'm going to give you guys a key here, because this is a powerful key to how to spiritually grow. So the key to understanding the process of spiritual growth was given by John the Baptist when he said, and this is him speaking of Jesus Christ, but he says, "He must increase, but I must decrease." And this is John 3:30. So this is literally God saying, or well, not God, but John saying that God must increase within us and we must decrease, meaning our flesh, the wicked parts of our being, the bad parts, the sad parts, you know, the mad parts, all of those things that keep us like tethered to a fleshly existence. You know, we have to walk after the spirit, and the spirit is pretty much a contradiction to the flesh. And so now let's jump into this, the heart. And this is that going back to that subconscious nature. The believer has two hearts or two natures. So you have this old heart. This is the heart that you were typically born with, or whatever you went through life. It has kind of grown up into this kind of, I don't want to say a manifested evil, but it's like when you, as a believer, you got saved for a reason, right? You got saved because you realized that there were some things within you that you wanted to change, that you wanted Christ to change, that you wanted God to change. And so you became aware of this old nature within you. And as a believer, you now have a new nature given to you by Christ Jesus. So the old heart, and there's many scriptures you can go to learn about the old heart. The first one I would recommend is Jeremiah 17:9, and it talks about the old heart being desperately wicked. Mark 7:21-23 talks about the old heart being a defiled nature. Then it talks about the old man within your old heart, and this is that like blind man, you know, I was once blind but now I see. That's the energy it's given, right? So in this Ephesians 4:24 talks about the corrupt nature of the old man, and then the fleshly man, which is lustful. Galatians 5:17 talks about that. So a sinner has just one nature, which is corrupt, deprived nature, and he inherited from Adam male and Adam female. And the Bible teaches us that a man is born a sinner by birth and by death or by choice. So King David wrote, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." And that's Psalms 51:5. And this is him literally claiming that he was a sinner by birth. So this old heart thing, this is pretty much typically what most people on this earth have. And this is no shade, but this is the truth. You know, you wonder why people do the things they do. It's because they don't have a new heart within them. Christ has not given them that heart, or they not have not went to God to receive that heart. They haven't went to God to receive that heart. And I always feel weird about talking about these things because it seems like I'm being mean, but no, I'm just giving y'all the word of God. All right, this ain't my words, this is God's word. Anyways, the new heart, this is a gift from God, and this is when you come to God and you ask Christ to become your Lord and Savior, and he gives you a seed, and this seed gets planted within your old heart, and it starts to grow, and over time your new heart becomes bigger. It overpowers your old heart, and this is just powerful. So the new heart, it does not sin, and you can find more about this in John 3:7-9. The new heart is pure, and that's through 1 Timothy 1:5. The new man is a righteous and holy man. So this is a man that does not sin, is pure of nature, and this is Ephesians 4:24. The spiritual man is fruitful. So where you have the fleshly man that is lustful and depraved or deprived, you have the spiritual man that is fruitful and abundant. So you can see where it's like almost a whole split. These are two different energies, two different natures. They're direct kind of conflict within each other. This is where you get the spirit versus the flesh at. And most Christians deal with that type of conflict, inner conflict, because now they have these two brewing natures. And based on what they are feeding their soul or their spirit or their mind daily, you know, you're empowering one or the other. And this is why it is kind of imperative for us as Christians, believers, lovers, and just spiritual people to keep our minds focused on the Most High God and all things of light and love. Because as long as we're doing that, we are feeding and watering the right seeds within us. But the moment we start to turn back to our fleshly nature, which by default is going to happen, especially on your walk. People fall, it's okay. It's about how fast you get back up, right? But you know, this is what repentance is for. This is what remission of sins and the blood of Jesus Christ is for all those times that we do go back to our old nature. And it's gonna happen. Just be patient with yourself. Remember to show yourself mercy and grace, because that is what God shows to you. You also gotta show that to others and understand that they're going through that same battle. You may never know what a person is dealing with within themselves, right? And even though you may know they're a Christian, they could still very much be tethered to that old past, old man, and that's okay. The reason why I say it's okay is because we're here on earth to learn and to grow, and to grow to that full spiritual maturity. You know, you got to go through some things. It doesn't just happen overnight. It is a long process. So I'm taking my hat off to anybody who's on this journey with me, because you know, it's hard, but it's worth it. You get a crown at the end, and you get to be in the graces and the favor and the presence of the Most High. So to God be all the glory. Shout out to the Most High. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. But with the new heart, it is the heart that overpowers all of those kind of defiled things within us, those corrupt things that we were born with, or we obtained on this journey, right? So this new heart is super important, and it's super important that we nurture it, that we plant the right seeds daily. You know, I'm the type of person that I feel like we should learn at least one new thing every day. You know, one thing on the natural side, one thing on the spiritual side. That's important. This is why studying the Word of God daily is important. At least planting a seed of life somewhere. Listening to good music, things that nurture your spirit, things that nurture the soul. You know, it's okay to indulge in, you know, some fleshly activities here and there if you want to watch a movie, play a video game. But eventually, you know, it's going to come to a point where your spirit is going to grow up to the point where you don't even feel like you want to do those things. And that's the fun part about this. Your new man, that spiritual righteous man within you, is going to begin to literally overpower the old nature. And you're going to see yourself transform. And you're just going to be like, whoa, God, how did I get to this place? I was shook. I was completely shook in 2020 when God just started to really just rework me. And when I say rework, it was like a complete flip within me. It was like I was living very fleshly for an extended period of time, for like 3 years. And then all of a sudden, God was like, all right, that's done. Your new man has now grown to the point where it can now overcome the old man. And this happens, you know. And again, I brought up whatever you're feeding your soul. You know, if you're feeding yourself a whole bunch of stuff, chaos, drama, darkness, you know, lustful music, or watching movies with those things in it, that is feeding the old man, which empowers that version. Oh, this is powerful. So when I was younger in Sunday school, one of my favorite teachers, Sister Miranda, shout out Sister Miranda, she taught me about the wolves, or the parable of the wolves. And there was like this black wolf and this white wolf. And she was teaching us that whichever one you feed the meat to, that's the one that is going to get stronger. And so she had given us this example, and she said, all right, feed the black wolf. And so we fed the black wolf, and the black wolf was able to overpower the white wolf, right? But when you feed the white wolf that good nature, that spiritual nature, that righteous nature, it is able to overpower the black wolf. Now, I'm not saying that in no crazy, but only strictly in a spiritual way. So don't take that the wrong way. But literally, it's like, you know, people got beasts. People got inner things going on within them. And it goes back to what you're feeding yourself. And this is why spiritual growth is important. Because when we become aware of what we're, you know, giving life to or feeding, then we're able to change those things. And then you go, huh. Now I realize that maybe the music I was listening to has been feeding my soul in the wrong way, or my spirit in the wrong way. Now I realize that what I've been eating, literally eating habits are super important in this too. Because God has been getting me together for the last 2 years with my eating habits. But even feeding what you're feeding your natural body, you know, if your body is a temple and Christ and God dwells within this temple, you have to feed yourself the right things. Because God, you got to give God something to work with. You know what I'm saying? Give him some coconut water. Give him some. Give him some fruit. No, I'm just playing. But seriously, it's whatever you're feeding yourself, both naturally and spiritually, that help with spiritual growth. And when you become aware of that, it becomes that much easier to grow or flow. You get what I'm saying? Flowing with nature and whatnot. So in order for the new heart of the spiritual man to grow and increase, the old heart or the carnal man must decrease through the process of crucifixion and death of the flesh. So this is a process that we're all going to eventually have to go through, and that is dying daily to our flesh. And who said that? I think it was Paul. Paul said, "I die daily," and he was talking about his flesh. And this is not saying like, oh, well, it could be, but not literally dying to the flesh, but dying to the old man of the flesh, the ruler of the flesh, right? Where you have, and don't take this the wrong way, but you have Christ, the heavens, the divine realm, God, Yahweh, that rules the spirit. You have the serpent, the dragon, the devil, Lucifer, and all these wicked energies from the kingdom of darkness that rule the flesh. So you see the battle. This is the battle. These two opposite kingdoms coming against each other. Now, my favorite thing to do is to find harmony through Christ by breathing, by taking a step back. When I feel like the battle is coming at me too aggressive, when I feel very split in my mind, or I feel these two pending natures. Let me give you guys a real example. So I was a really big Marvel fan. I grew up on all the comics. I used to read them all the times. So all the Marvel movies, they have been bittersweet for me, because it's like, I love watching these movies. You know, it's like these cartoons or these books I used to read coming to life in front of me. But then at the same time, they're full of so much wickedness. I ain't coming for Marvel, but I'm just being honest. Let's really talk about this Doctor Strange, though. The first Doctor Strange movie was like, this is interesting. Really good stuff, but it was like, a little demonic, right? And then I seen the trailer for Doctor Strange 2, you know, Multiverse of Madness or something. And my spirit was so conflicted about it, because I wanted to watch it so bad. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love Marvel. I gotta watch this movie. And, you know, my flesh wanted to watch it, but my spirit was like, no. Like, why would you put yourself through that? Why would you, like, the cover photo for the movie was literally Doctor Strange with a whole bunch of split personalities. And I'm like, thinking about it on a spiritual space, I'm like, man, this is probably designed to split the mind or sever the mind. And I'm like, you know what, this is just not good for the spirit. So I had to talk to God, I had to pray about it, and I was like, you know what, God, my flesh is fighting me really bad on this one. I really want to watch this movie, and I feel some type of way about it, because I can't please my flesh. And so, you know, I had a moment with God, shed some tears and whatnot, and then eventually, like, the feeling for me to want to watch that movie went away. And, you know, I still, from here to, you know, time to time, you know, my flesh wants to do its thing, and I'm like, oh man, I don't want to pay the toll. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to pay the toll, the consequences, because I know from what I've learned that everything, all sin leads to death in one way or another. And, you know, even this is why it becomes important to become aware of those subconscious things, those things that we're dealing with, so we can repent about them, so we can get forgiveness about them. And it's super important, but that's not here or there. I just wanted to share that little story about it, because it's still a journey. Nobody's perfect, you know. As long as we're on this earth, we're all gonna be going through some stuff, and that's just how it is, but it's designed to help us grow. And so instead of my flesh winning in that circumstance with the little movie thing, my spirit won. And, you know, I gained a little stitch in my garment. But had I, you know, succumbed to the flesh, you know, my mind could be split right now. To God be all the glory. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. To God be all the glory. But that's just a little example, because it, you know, real life examples. I'm human, so I can only come from that standpoint sometimes, and I don't want y'all listening to me thinking that I don't ever sin or I don't do nothing, because that's not the truth, you know. I go through this battle just as anyone else. I'm grateful for the space that I'm in, where I can overpower it because of what Christ has brought me through, what God has brought me through, and how he's grown my spirit. But that doesn't mean it's not done growing, you know what I'm saying? So real quick, before we wrap this thing up, I'm gonna give you guys one more example, and this comes from Joseph. So if you guys know the story of Joseph, he had a beautiful coat, you know, and he was envied in a sense. And so Joseph's brothers, they mistreated him, and they end up selling him to the Egyptians. I think they threw him in a pit and all types of stuff, right? And through those painful times, Joseph grew in his spiritual stature. So this is important to understand that sometimes when we are going through the most, like it seems like God is bringing us through chaos, hell, and death and darkness, understand that what's really happening is that our spiritual man is growing in strength. And so he's putting us through these times, these trying times, and it's for the perfecting of our spiritual man. It's for the dying of our flesh, but the birthing or aliving, I don't know if that's where, aliving of our spirit. He's bringing our spirit awake and alive, because those testing times, you know, let's be real, when we going through it, for most Christians, that's the time we be calling on the Lord, right? When you going through it, you pray hard, right? You worship hard. You do what you got to do to, you know, get out of that space. And so it really grows your spirit during those times. And this is what Joseph went through. And he was in that space for a while, but he gained favor, you know, he gained favor. And in the end of that, he was able to save the people in the time of famine, because he came to them and he was able to bless them. It's crazy how that goes. It was like, first, God blessed him, and then he went through this craziness, and he was going through that craziness for a minute, and then God blessed him again. So God used him. He brought him through this thing and then used him in the end. And this is the beauty of being a believer. God will take you through something so you can give God a testimony and use that to help other people. And that's just it's just a blessing. But yeah, that was another little example of spiritual growth. It's a little short one, but I think it's important. I think it's very important. My scripture that I've been just holding on to dearly to my heart as of lately, and just for the end of time, because I'm telling you, these times be crazy. And you got to know, like, when you're on this walk with God, the enemy, and I'm talking about that enemy within you, all right? Understand, this is an inner battle. The enemy is going to wage war on you constantly, constantly, until you get to that space where the spirit will overpower the enemy. God has to do kind of cleansing on that heart. And this is that time of growth for us in our hearts, our new man. Our righteous man. It's very important. That new nature within us is righteous, and it is the nature of God, the nature of Christ, versus our old man, which is the nature of the devil, Lucifer. We all got a little rebellion in us, right? You know what I'm saying? So we need that other nature to combat that. But it's not always about confrontation. Sometimes it really is about harmony. And you will realize with spiritual growth, once you get to a certain space, you can silence that inner war. You can literally silence it by saying things like, I'm at peace, I am harmonious, I'm healthy. Those things of the old, they have no choice but to bow to that I am. That's that God, that's that Christ within you. When you are feeding those, that life within you, you're feeding God within you, you're feeding Christ within you, you're empowering yourself by empowering God. It's powerful.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, feel free to share it. That would help me tremendously. I thank you guys once again for listening. God bless you and have a beautiful day.